Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Tournament time is here. NBA season is booming. There's really nothing like basketball in March. Tons of tournament games with high stakes and high drama, all competing to cut down the nets as national champs. And betting opportunities are endless. So shout out to our partners at DraftKings who make a good time even better. Right now, all new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Want to know what you can do with that $150 in bonus bets? Stay in on the action and use your bonus bets on DraftKings. Same game parlays for a shot at even a bigger payout. So fill out your brackets and place your bets on who you think will rise to the top with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code LOUNGE and bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly with promo code LOUNGE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Yo, welcome to the Truth Lounge. It's going down today. Getting on the grill. I'm gonna show y'all what's happening and check it out. Y'all ain't had this before. I got that truth juice today, so we really gonna be spilling some facts of the day. But for first, pour me some truth juice. You can only imagine what's in this. It's gonna bring the truth out, baby. So come on in, join us, the Truth Lounge. Let's get it. I started getting more serious once I started having kids. You know, it's something that I saw my mom always doing in the backyard. She was always throwing stuff on, so when I got to college, you know, I started learning recipes, but then in the summertime, when she get on the grill, you know, I'm asking her this, what you put on this? Steaks, chicken, fish, burgers. So I wanted to learn how to do that. That's just a common trait. You know, when you're growing up, moms didn't buy no fast food. She was always cooking. So I need to learn some recipes. So it's just tradition for me and my family. My family always was on the grill. So I just picked it up. It's something I like to do. It brings families together. When I got the kids, friends, you know, over here, we just throw the grill down, have some drinks, and it just bring us all together, man. This is just another way to come together, and that's what I like to do. Oh, yeah, they getting ready now. They pretty much there.
Yo, Pia, I want to ask you about your tattoo right here.
What's that?
When did you get that? Where did you get it?
Man, I got it from a guy came to my house. He was a great tattoo artist from New York. And he drove from New York to Boston, did it right in my house.
And when was that?
I think this was late too. This was like, I don't think I got this until like 2010 or. I think I got this in 2010. I think when 2012 or something, Shaq was like, why you ain't got a tattoo the truth? I was like, yeah, you right. So I got it.
Oh, so when Shaq was on the squad, he kind of influenced you to
get
it.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, that's cool.
True three ducks.
Yeah, he did. I swear he did.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, it was a full circle moment.
I love that.
Shaq like, why you ain't got the truth tattoo? I was like, you right. I wasn't really big on tattoos, but I was like, I got to get the truth tattoo. When Shaq said that, I got it. All right, who ready for the truth burger? Hey, Lakeisha. Hey, Keisha. Grab that tequila and that ketchup. Welcome to the Truth Lounge, man. We got on the grill today. It's a beautiful day here in sunny California. We brought it outside. I got J. Crow, as you know, as usual. Brought my man, T.A., Tony Allen, my guy, A1 from day one. Let's jump right back into the league, man. Rockets on a 10-game winning streak. Right on Golden State ass. What y'all think about that? Is y'all rolling? Do y'all want the Rockets or Golden State? Because I was saying, look, they've been rolling without Sengun. 10-game winning streak. And I know he is a productive player, bro. But I'm like, shoot, you can flip him for another veteran that can give y'all some valuable experience next year. But what y'all think? Moving forward this year, you want to see the Rockets in? Because if so, they're going to have to pop Golden State. Who you rather see? Because I think Curry got one more run in him. I'm not ready for the Rockets to be in that light right now, because I would rather see Lakers, Golden State, maybe play a one-game elimination. Rockets got time. They young. We can catch them next year. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? What you think? You want to see the Rockets?
I definitely don't believe they're going to make it. Honestly, I believe in Curry. I don't never test the heart of champions. For one thing, for sure, two for certain. But more so importantly, getting rid of Sengun, I think, is all out of.
Look, that's crazy, yeah, though. Why like, they on the 10-game winning streak without him, though?
Come on, man.
But I think this, just because they're on a 10-game winning streak.
You just unlocked Green. We ain't seen Green.
Okay, well, let Sengun sit back and watch and add. He's too talented and young to just get a little old vet to. You could just add that anyway to a winning team with low money.
You just unlocked Green, bro.
And I agree with that,
bro.
Simply because, look, you got to look at.
Let him adapt.
Look at the Orlando Magics. You know what I'm saying? Team full of guys we don't really know of.
Right.
Number one pick, Paolo. Look what he's done with that team in 2 years.
He's coming into his own.
So I just think that type of team with your boy Jabari Smith, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have a chance to be that team for next year.
Hold on, I want to get back to Sengun, though. Check this out.
Okay, go on.
All right, no, listen. So Sengun, who is this comparable? Who he can – what's his ceiling? Who is this comparable? Sabonis? I mean, who?
He giving me Al Jefferson vibes. Trade that pick.
No. I'm saying his game.
I mean, if you can get, game, I mean, you trade him for Jokic.
But you can't get Jokic.
Yeah,
who is this comparable?
Saying.
Can't just get him.
What's his ceiling?
His ceiling is Jokic. His ceiling.
He can be Jokic.
Yeah, the kind of games and performances he's put forth this year. Yes, sir. He could do everything out there.
21-9-5 this year.
What's Jalen Green's comparable?
Jalen Green's comparable. He's an attacking, electrifying guard.
I mean, I heard some people say Kobe, McGrady. No,
he got some sauce of superstar in him.
I like more of a I don't like Kobe comparisons because he don't work out the post. He don't work
He's only in the third year.
Yeah, but I'm not going to make him
Kobe
do something
up
he don't
third
do.
Year?
Kobe was watching Jordan from day one. He came in ready to go.
He was. All right.
But I like what they're building. I think they're just figuring it out. That's what happened with
young
people.
All right, you have to choose one. Jalen Green or Sengun. Who you taking?
Sengun.
Who you taking?
For sure, Sengun. We starting that block. Come on, man. They just had Jalen Green on the bench about 2 months
ago.
Yeah,
he just wasn't good. He just hit on a hot streak, man.
He was just on the bench 2 months ago.
He was holding.
He had that baby, man. That man went crazy. He got kids to feed.
He got miles to feed.
That's crazy.
He got miles
to feed. Like Benny say, man, I got kids to feed, bro.
Come on,
kids to feed.
No, but speaking to that, bro.
That's why he out there.
I want to see. I want to see the Rockets play the Lakers in the play-in and see what's popping. They get a chance to play Golden State in this next run. If they lose to them, then hey, Golden State, you are what you are. But if you get popped by the Rockets. Step to the side.
Bro,
got
we all know
issues.
We want to see the Warriors in the playoffs.
I don't
want to
see
basketball.
None of that.
It's good for Brandon, for the league, bro. Come on, bro. Curry need another shot at that title, man. At least a chance. If he don't get it, he at least need a chance.
He in 10th place, T.A.
It's a play-in. You see what they got going now?
10th place.
All type of new basketball.
I got another one
bro.
For y'all. Hold on. Cube just offered Caitlin Clark $5 million. Forget the money. Caitlin Clark in the big three.
The big three, killer.
She can get a bucket?
Not on me.
Can she get
a bucket?
I'm just saying,
you
think
she
can get a bucket? But I don't think if she could be a fake. Everybody's not going to come with
his mentality.
So
you're in the big three. Check this out.
I'm trying to say
that. Look. So check this out. You in the big three. Caitlin Clark come in. They give her the bag. She in front of you. You guard her. I'm saying, though, is Cass hot that she got that bag?
For sure. We getting this soft ass 10,000 there.
We getting this.
Get
5 million.
Man, come on, she getting
you
this bag.
She getting ownership right.
Man,
her show.
She getting a full hand check.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, 90s. She get one of them hard.
They gonna
rap
for a different.
That's
gonna welcome her
to the league.
Hey,
dog, that's gonna be everybody head if she get $5 million and she pull up and everybody get like $10,000
hey,
a
man,
week.
Say, man, listen. It ain't.
Hey, that's gonna blow me.
It's in the game, bro. So now you
can't hate on it.
No, you she can't hate on it, but eyes. You also
you
gotta play by
what
the rules.
You signed for.
Right.
That's
true
your
that.
Value.
True that.
You know
that.
How the game go.
But when the game get intense, and look, then
they gonna put that blanket on her.
Then look, you
as soon
play,
as you head check her, hey, brother.
You only playing
they
the
gonna call you Tom. Hey,
this is they money maker right here.
They gonna cut the commercial.
You gonna foul out,
cut the commercial.
You gonna foul out, bro.
Hey, champ. This ain't,
I
this
gave
ain't
a lot
Memphis
of hard
champ.
Fouls in my
this
life.
You Memphis
gonna
foul champ, out.
They gonna call it. Like they say, EA Sports, it's in the game.
All right, so check this out,
man. Come on,
man.
Come we on,
gonna
man.
Do a vote. First team all defense. Do you people write in the comments think that Caitlin Clark can get a bucket on first team all defense today? Because this is,
ain't no
I
way.
Mean, put.
Today.
Pull your shirt and let them see your stomach.
Can I get a grind?
I think
brother.
She can get a bucket on
bro,
this.
Bro, stomach.
Nah, she's going to need a pick.
This Coco Beware jacket you got on. Man, you got to stop it.
Coco Beware.
True Blouse. He just switched it up.
He got a brand new stomach and a BBL.
Man, you better come
I think she can get a bucket on him.
Man, that, she ain't getting no bucket on me, killer. I'm telling you right now, bro. Ain't no
right
bucket
in the comments
on me.
Nah,
y'all
she gonna
think.
Run off screens on you. She's smart.
Killer, it's 3-0-3,
bro.
She
see you, she give and go.
Killer, look,
she coming off that down screen.
Dog, she got step back game. She got deep range. You was not going past the three to guard her.
She ain't doing that at the TA, though. She's smart.
TA defense is not like that. Did you see Hezzy God put the hands on him? Come on, bro. Hezzy I just God. Seen Hezzy God just kill you.
Hezzy God just hit a shot, killer.
He just
he
mixed
hit a
you.
Shot.
He hit like 4-5 shots on you,
no,
killer.
He did. He put all them buggers on Mario Chong. What's up, Mario?
Oh,
I fuck
God.
With you in a long
that's
way, but
crazy.
Them buggers, he got them buggers on Rio.
That's
buggers want on me.
That's crazy. She for sure hitting a four-pointer on him.
Kaylin got the better chance of jumping off the 50th floor, landing on her feet before she get a bucket on me. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I love it.
Come hey, on, bro. Ain't
tell
no
them who
way.
You are.
Man, do they... I'm going to do a prop bet on the big three that Caitlin Clark get, like 10 buckets on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, take the under. Take the under.
Under zero.
I'm telling you, you dead as a donut betting over. I'm telling you. You
have
dead
a prop
as
bet
a donut.
The, I wonder if you can prop bet the
bro,
big three.
Ain't no way. You saw what you Curry just did to the lady in the three-point contest.
That
right?
was close.
Sabrina
was
one.
What's her name? Sabrina Maurice.
That was very close.
And I'm not coming off like I'm going to be some – you know,
that's not a comparable. Give us a better comparable.
It's more physical.
Curry still play. He's at the top of his game versus another girl that still play. You don't play basketball.
I done gained weight, so that means I'm going to be more physical. And Ice Cube letting the hand check go. He letting the arm bar go.
He trying to get himself going. He got to worry about his
bro,
competition.
What's my
all
competition?
This fake competition he's talking about right now.
Who,
he got who is he going to catch the soccer? He's supposed to race Cat Williams.
No,
I'm not
racing.
Like,
you can't go Dutch though, man.
No. I'm supposed to race Vita Vera.
You better beat Cat Williams before you talk about anybody
I ain't
in the
Cat
NFL.
Williams, Vita Vera. Well,
anybody in the NFL.
You can't race a Vita Vera.
If you do, start with.
Say it, put some respect on his name, too.
I'm racing Vita.
What's his name?
Vita.
I'm racing Vita Vera.
Vita.
Well,
oh, no,
beat me and I'll call you by your name.
Ooh.
How about that?
He
gonna beat you.
He gonna beat you.
He's
400 pounds now, T.A. He gonna beat him and then wait for him at the and then wait for the finish
well,
line at him like Cassius Clay. What's my name?
No, I saw
and then after that,
he gonna do
just
you
like
hey,
just like Jake Paul lining him up, then I'm coming after Cat Williams after that. We're going to race a 40 after
ooh,
that. We're going to turn this into something.
That's real smoke right there.
We're about to turn it. We're going to turn it. I'm coming after everybody. I'm going to line them up. Truth challenge, baby.
I want
to
see him on that soccer field.
What you mean?
He got good footwork. You always known to have good footwork.
Said he want to be the goalie. Right. No, no chance.
Versus who?
I'm missing this action, killer.
No
what
chance.
So
he's trying to. He. That's why he's trying to put the pressure on you. He's trying to put the pressure on you with this fictitious stuff.
Hey,
he
man.
Got stuff going on. We getting ready to get to it this summer.
Ain't no
I'm going to be on the sideline, you know. My playing days are well over. See, I did what I had to do. Now I'm just cheering or hating.
Can you beat your son one-on-one?
I don't have to.
I
beat him too many times.
That's a question. Can you beat him one-on-one?
He's training too hard.
Can you beat him one-on-one?
Can I? Yes.
You can't beat him one-on-one.
What you mean,
can't? Yeah, you could beat your son, because
yeah,
you know what? You're going to call unlimited fouls.
I'm not
you
doing
gonna
all
foul,
that.
And,
my
oh,
jumper's
no, and he
wet.
He can't call no foul.
But I tell you what.
All right, let me call him.
Can I beat him? Yeah, I can beat him.
You say, let me call him.
You don't call him.
Let me call him. Hold on. You can beat your son one-on-one.
Can I? Like, yeah, I can beat him, but I'm not. Listen.
But you're not what?
He can beat me, too.
Which one is it?
Y'all seven. Play one, game of seven.
One game right now for the 1,000 push-ups.
I'm not training. The kind of person I am, I don't respect. I always the type of person, can't nobody come off their lunch yard and beat me when I'm training. He trains 6 days a week. Killer, what am I talking about?
So and that's how I was looking at the Hezzy God shit. They
yeah.
catch me off the couch.
You can't catch me.
Cube called me. Hey, T.A., what's up, man? Come on, jump in the league real fast, man. We need your notoriety. Come through. Mess
all
with
right, so that lead me to this.
And then that's how he hit me with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Other than that,
I don't play
couldn't
with the
get
game.
A bucket in the league.
All right, so listen. So that lead me to this. All right, tell me this. Who is the top five hardest cats you guarded in the league? I know I'm one, so who two?
I'm going to give you that, Pete. And I'm going to say this for the lounge. I'm going to go and get it to the lounge, bro. I ain't going to lie. I play this man every day one-on-one, man. Every day one-on-one. Beat me to the gym. If I get here before the gym, come on, bro. It's on.
We going one.
So what I'm going to say is, man, you might be one.
All right. After that, who the hardest cast to guard ever in the history in the guys you guarded?
I'm gonna go Cole, obviously Cole. That's the only guy fouled me out in six
Damn,
minutes.
Damn, he fouled you.
Fouled me out eight minutes, six fouls in 8 minutes.
You know, Damn, was you going for every pump fake?
You remember you cursed me out after the game?
Dinosaur brains.
You remember you cursed me out after
yeah,
the game?
I was like, I was hurt that game.
No, you told me, bro. See, that's what I told you. You don't listen. You remember?
Right, I remember.
Fouled out. And then
fouled out.
And I'm gonna have to go KD, man. I ain't never seen nobody just turn around, fade away, and
right,
I tried,
you right on him, right
and
on
I,
him.
And I'm on him, and I tried to reach
Damn,
for
you right on him,
and
too.
And my hand's right here at his elbow.
You was hitting it? You was hitting his elbow?
I couldn't hit it. At
where
that time, I was poised.
Where was AI at when you came in? Was he at his heyday, or was he?
No, AI was ready to get out of Philly at that time. You know, we was taking over by then. We, you know.
All right, so you got, okay, me, Kobe, KD, then who?
Ooh.
Let me see who got you buckets. Let me see.
I'll go.
Man, all right.
I'll go Flash.
D-Wade. Okay.
I'll go D-Wade. I'll go
okay,
D-Wade.
Okay, D-Wade. That's a good one. That's your position. All right. So D-Wade.
I thought he was a matchup that was tailored for you, though.
No, but you got to figure. Though. You got to figure. Like I was telling somebody this earlier. Like, I say we get the pick and roll in order, right? And he go 1 for 4 at the pick and roll. He the type of cat, man, that can go get 3 rebounds, them 3 putbacks. He could go 3 back cuts, that's 6 points. And he could also get to the lane and transition and get 2 and 1 fouls. You know what I'm saying? For you know it, you look up, he got 16, 17 points. Guess who got him? Tony Allen.
Right.
You know,
and
they looking
not,
at me crazy. Sub, let's get a score.
Yeah, but that's not giving you problems. Cause that's really like, if you was cross matching and you looking at the box scores, are you talking about he just-
With P, ain't no cross match. He's saving them fouls. That man ain't, come on. That man saving them fouls. That's why he got me out there.
First off.
Come on, man.
No. First off, you coming in the game, what's your job? Play defense, right?
For sure.
You got him, T.A. That's your role, right?
Yeah, that's my role.
So I was like, if I was guarding Kobe or whoever at the time, when he come in the game, give me a break. You got him. Watch dog.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? This is my watchdog. You got him.
Okay,
you know
so
what
we
I'm
got.
Saying? So you said hardest cast to guard me.
He need one more.
Kobe.
Well, I'm saying, hold on. Let's straighten that though. Before you go, you weren't never hard to guard when I left you though. When I left you, Killer, you was lunch meat, Killer. When you played for Brooklyn, Boston, when I left, Killer, I wanted that smoke.
All right,
look
so
up the numbers.
All right, so check this out. This is my memory, right? So T.A. go to Memphis, right? This is my memory.
Right,
I don't. I'm like elephant memory. I don't forget.
Okay, me too.
His first game. So they played during the week. Memphis, he in the starting lineup. You know what happened? He get to Boston. He out sick. He out sick that day. Oh, what a coincidence, T.A. Look, so I run by the bench.
Symptoms,
no, look. So I run by the bench. Oh, you played last night. You sick today, huh? He supposed to guard me. The one, he ain't even healthy all year. He come back to Boston. So he on the bench. I'm like, oh, you ain't playing today? I look right at him. Why you ain't playing today? He played just 2 nights ago. He ain't get hurt or nothing.
Why are you watching me like that,
he got
dog?
Flu-like symptoms.
So that mean,
he got P-itis. He got that P-itis. He knows I was about to go at his
Come
ass.
On, you
got
to speak on that. Come
well,
on
so what happened that day, then? Why you didn't play?
So, all right, so listen, this is what happened, man. I ain't going to lie. I come to the building, and, you know, I don't know if it was one of them. You know how Utah did Mike that day? I don't know if I came to the Ritz-Carlton and they put some in my eggs. I'm not sure. Just I woke up, stomach ain't feeling well, and I just told Coach. I say, Coach, you better off saving me for the next game because I don't feel good today.
In Boston, your comeback?
I'm his matchup, too.
You better off stay.
I'm his matchup. So every time I score, I look over to the bench.
Like, T.A., where you at?
Where you at? Where you at? It's my man. Like, why you ain't playing today?
Oh, they beat us that day. But we came back next year,
though. I got about 25, I think.
We came back next year.
I'm a year older. I'm on my way out.
And we won by three. I'm in the middle of the court. Oh, doing the ticket. Anything possible. Anything's possible. You feel me? Oh, I'm talking about God. I was loaded
that's
that day,
crazy.
Man. For
that's
real,
crazy.
Man. Come on, man.
Oh.
Then when he got to Brooklyn, it was no contest.
He's a spot-up shooter.
I was a spot-up shooter in Brooklyn, bro. Come on, I was 36. You still 26. Keep it.
I was first team all defense.
That's when you became first team. I didn't want
I
no
was
smoke
first team
in.
All
I didn't want
defense.
No smoke then. Come on, I was chilling.
I'm talking about that jab wasn't going. I'm like, stop playing. I'm
man,
all in
pull
there.
Up the stats. Pull up the stats. All right, yeah, so me and Brooklyn versus Memphis my first year. What I end up with versus them?
So the game you played against Tony Allen, you had 14-8.
That's solid. I averaged 14
hold
a
on,
year.
Listen.
That's solid.
Listen, hold on, listen.
14.
You had 15-6.
Oh, okay, that's solid. He out, okay.
Nets won by 9, though.
Oh, we beat them. All right, next game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They weren't playing me in the fourth quarter.
Against each other
and Brooklyn?
The Nets.
Oh, so I'm 14-8. And how many minutes I played?
26 minutes.
Oh, that's solid.
What I played? How many minutes I played?
He played like 40 minutes.
No, 21.
Yeah.
Oh, that's solid. Okay,
cracked.
That's solid.
I'm
that's
cracked.
No, that's break even.
That mean put me in the game, coach.
No, look.
Right.
No, that both first 36 was nice.
Yeah.
No, that was solid. All right. That's all right. What about Washington? What I did to get you in Washington?
I don't think you got in the game.
No Washington.
We didn't play y'all.
That was when you guys only played each other maybe one time if you were East-West.
Yeah,
all right. I didn't call game on him. Okay. But so you didn't give us a fifth
and
one. Who was the fifth one again?
The fifth. Oh, right. I didn't get the fact. I said.
Said P. Cole, D-Wade,
Durant,
and then who? Maybe like a point guard because you guarded a lot of different players.
Point guard.
Or anybody. Yo, who was your tough matchup?
That's hard.
Man,
I really didn't have too many hard matchups, Killer. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying in my most humbling voice. But,
That's how you feel as a defender. Man, you talk about
come on, man. Like, it wasn't really. Oh, no. My bad. I'm so disrespectful. I apologize to you. Melo.
Yeah, Melo was a problem.
Point guards?
No, I had to guard guys like that, man. Melo, he the type of guy get you in the post. He kind of remind me of you a little bit because he always got in the post, bang, tried to throw the shoulder, boom. And once he got that feel, he fade back one leg, maybe spin. He going offensive rebound. You get what I'm saying? And he going to shoot that long three. So, yeah, it'd been Melo. I wonder if you remember this. I had to guard Melo in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to tell me a shoot around. Yo, listen, T.A., He gonna do this. But normally in shoot around, you slapping me in my head, trying to trip me. You trying to hee-hee and ha-ha play. You getting me in trouble with Doc.
No, not in shoot around, practice. But shoot around, we locked in.
Yeah, okay, practice. But you still not keeping me focused. So you like, man, we get to shoot around. You like, all right, listen, T.A., this is what he about to do. And I'm like, calm down, P. I'm listening.
You ain't listening.
And I ain't listening. You like, all right. We about to give you 40.
You ain't want to listen.
So I ain't listen. Luckily, through the grace of God, man, you know, I played hard, you know, played the whole game. I hit 30 points, my career high. Guess what Melo finished with? 40.
I didn't play that game.
No, you played. We both had 30.
Oh, okay.
We both had 30. Me, man, you, and Al Jefferson.
Let's fact check that.
Oh, yeah, fact check that.
I don't know if T.A.
Hey, man, I told ain't no mystery in my history.
T.A.'s been dead on all day today.
All right, let's see. Let's fact
check.
Step that. Who had 30 and 10?
You did.
Okay. Melo?
Yes.
Cool.
Five steals, too.
Cool. What P had?
Ooh, that's cold.
I'm not going to hold you, P, man. You got a real life hit on your stage, man.
He had 30,
hey,
okay.
I'm him, not them, man.
I thought
straight
that was
up,
cap.
Man.
All right, y'all listening to another edition of All Truth, No Cap.
Come on, man. I'm on the truth line. Why would I cap, man?
Damn, you had 30. Okay.
I'm surprised you remember that shoot around. You were hot at me, bro. You were hot.
People remember what I say. I don't remember what other people say. Your shit ain't memorable.
Man, you don't get your... I mean, I'm in WWE mode, man.
You got 38 in the game.
Well, 38, okay. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
That's another day.
Al Jefferson had what, 26 and 5 or some shit? 26.
38 that day, okay.
Come on, man. I'm not going.
The guy was 28 and 10.
Damn, we're no defense. Nobody played no defense.
Killer.
We won?
We won.
One by five.
Damn, that was a killer game.
Come on,
okay.
Killer. I ain't gonna lie to you, killer.
You need to show your son that game.
2006.
Gotta show your son that game.
Yeah, man. That's my career high, though. I remember that day vividly.
Five steals.
And then you figured out who you was. You became and made a name for yourself for locking motherfuckers up, and that's what's up. You was like, I can't be a scorer because I can't consistently do this, but I know one thing I can control every night is locking a motherfucker up.
Working hard, outworking a motherfucker.
Right, that's what's up. That's what a lot of people see. That's what these kids don't understand, because a lot of us, when you in high school and in college or whatever level you make it to, and you the guy, when you get to the NBA, because everybody been the guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the NBA, you got to figure out who you are or how you can contribute. You know, so if you come to a team and you average 30 in college or 30 in high school, but you come to a team where you got Shaq Diesel or Iverson or somebody, you're not about to average 30. So how can you figure out what type of role you can play? Well, what you can do until you get to that point to where you establish confidence, and that's what these young guys got to know, because what you was before may not be what you will be.
Yeah, the adjustment, yeah, and adjustment, and that's pretty much what you was telling me, pretty much.
And that's what you got to figure out, and that's where IQ come in as.
Well, build your foundation on rock, not sand. The rock is the defense. If you build your game off defense, you can always play offense. There's something now that you got to be a two-way player or a defensive player. That means you're not a great offensive player. If you can build your game on defense, you will always have value, because now you can play
defense
with great players.
I mean, check out Pat Beverly.
Huh?
I mean, Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
He
built his foundation off that, and now he's been around long enough to have so much experience and knowledge that he can help. He know how to not make himself a liability on offense.
Yeah. Shout out to Pat Beverly.
No, I will give that dude credit, because all you kids out here, like, you could be Pat Beverly. Like, that's realistic.
No.
You can't be LeBron.
You can't be Pat Beverly.
You can be Pat Beverly.
You're not tough like that because your mother's still too nice to you.
But you can't be LeBron. You're not going to be LeBron. Period.
You might
be
LeBron.
You're not going to go 6'10 with handles.
You got a better chance of being LeBron than you do Pat Beverly. He a dog, for real.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? You know what them shot tells.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. Listen to what I'm saying.
That's a different call.
That's a different
call. Who you got a better chance at being? A superstar in the league or Pat Bev? Like, he is a dog on defense. Dog.
You can't be
work ethic. What's your work ethic like?
Yeah, it's a man. No.
What's your will like?
What's
your heart like?
But this is
what
the thing.
What's your heart
no,
like?
Listen, but this is what so this is what I'm saying. And saying that, ain't no kids in the gym saying that. Whereas if you say that and model that, you can have a 10-plus year career instead of looking at Curry, looking at LeBron. If I can play this role right here, and if I get better from that, you know, damn, but too many kids look to be the best ever. Like, you could get to, like, I never said I'm going to be the best ever. I said I'm going to be.
Why not?
No, listen, though.
Okay.
I didn't go from that. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
I hear you.
Y'all ain't listening.
I'm going to listen.
I said, all right, I'm going to go from this level. Once I got to this level, I said, all right, you know what? I want to be rookie of the year. All right, I want to be all-star. You know what? I do that. all right, I think I want to be MVP now. All right. Shoot, I got close. I finished in 2002 in the MVP voting. Damn, I'm trying to be the best I can be. It's levels you get to where you climb. Yeah. You know, you climb.
Well, I think that last thing is what everybody should shoot for. Just be the best you could be, right? And then you play the game out. But you got to really evaluate yourself. If you
gotta
really
be real with yourself.
Yeah, if you got to be real, are you really doing the things to be the best you could be?
Right.
If you can be the best you could be, you can always walk away from the table happy. You know what I'm saying? If you know you gave it your all and you put everything into this, you feel bad about it, whatever happened. Because some guys like D. Rose, look what came upon him. Look at Grant Hill. Look at them. They could walk away from the game happy, bro, because they put it on. They did what they had to do. They might not be known as the best ever, but their trajectory, they grind, and their mentality puts them there. Tell me that wasn't real when he dropped that 50, man.
And in Minnesota.
Who you talking about?
All that hard work and dedication.
Who you talking about?
When knowing what I'm capable of, knowing what I'm used to. Yeah, yeah. Knowing that, man, that
respect
will.
My come name. On, man.
So, man, I've been wanting to ask you this. You know, obviously, you know, me and J. Crow grew up right here in Inglewood, and, you know, we had our people who we looked up to and our influences. But what were some of your influences, you know, growing up in Chicago, you know, because I played with Twan, who was from Chicago, and KG lived out there. And there's a lot of hoopers that come from Chicago. But what were some of your influences, you know, coming up in Chicago?
Well, that's a good question, man. I had a long list of guys. Obviously, you know, the history with, you know, the Pistons and the Bulls having that rivalry with Jordan and Zeke. Shout out to Zeke, West Side Chicago. But more so importantly, guys like, you know, Quinn Richardson, you know,
right,
Bobby Simmons, you know, seeing those guys, you know, just into the league and just seeing how they was able to, you know, be up there at Tim Grover Center, you know, working out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just having homeboys, you know, who be around those guys and seeing Twan Walker make it so flashy, make it so believable, him being from the hood, you know, mm-hmm. or the low end, you know what I'm saying? And those were my influences. And then seeing those guys come back and give back and, you know, touch the people in the neighborhoods to the less fortunate and, you know, people seeing like, dang, these are real people, man. Mm-hmm. You can't actually, you know, turn nothing into something. And, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Just seeing Twan on the cover of Live 99 and, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing him at the park somewhere, you know, hooping, talking shit to all the fans who heckling them and jumping in that Bentley, man. You know, that gave me a huge inspiration.
That inspired you, huh?
You know what I'm saying? And just be like, damn, I could actually do it, man. And I tell you one good story, man. One day when I was coming up in the ranks and I was playing in college, I think it was my junior year.
So tell everybody, hold on, let's,
because
I know, so you played, did you play in high school?
I played 1 year in high school.
You played 1 year high school. So you went to high school, played 1 year, then after that. Take us through that journey. Take us to your journey to the pro.
Well, my journey to the pro, obviously I didn't play none of my freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. I played my senior year.
Just played your senior year high school.
Yeah, and
see, that's unconventional.
And you know
what I'm saying?
And getting up, and big shout out to Will Bynum, man. Will Bynum was able to, you know, catch me at the IIT program playing, and I actually told him, like, man, I dropped out of school, bro. And he actually came to me and was like, yo, I just moved to the West Side, and I can get you in school. He saw me play. He at the next game,
mm-hmm.
and he was actually playing against Twan in the next game, and he told me he can get me in school, and I was like, bro, you bullshitting. He was like, nah, because I got the school on lock. And me going to that school just so happened, through the grace of God, my mother moved from the South Side to the West Side in the Henry Hornet Projects. And that was, the school was like four blocks down the street. And I ended up going to the school. Will Bynum ended up, you know, leaving class, coming into the little orientation meeting with the principal and the basketball.
So what level school was this? High school?
This was my senior.
Senior year, okay.
So basically they looking at my credits. And, you know, around this time, you supposed to have at least like 18 credits at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had 0.5 credits.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's from just not showing up.
Just not showing up to school. Yeah, yeah. And so basically they put me through a program where, you know, I had to come to school
at
like 6 in the morning. I couldn't leave till about 3:30 in the morning. You know, things of that nature.
Wait.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, not 3:30 in the morning. My bad. 3:30 p.m.
Oh, you know, so
I had to do an extra hour in school. I had to make up them credits. Let's just say I had to make up them credits.
Yeah, credit recovery.
Yeah, credit recovery. And then I had to go to summer school. Okay, so boom. Okay. By the time it was time to play for get eligible, I was able to play. And after the year, you know, I went to the average like 16 points a game. And after the year, the coach was like, "I just don't got no school for you, man. I appreciate what you done for me." And when I tell you I wanted to slap the dog shit out of him, I looked at him, I said, "Damn, but guess what happened? Guess what my story is? The IIT, the pro-am."
Okay.
I went right back to the pro-am.
Right.
And I was able to play again. And my homeboy James Peters, he was supposed to go out of high school like Leon Smith did. And he was like, "Yo, bro, I was 21 years old. I couldn't finish school." Like, I had to go get my GED at Butler Community, Kansas. And it was junior college in El Dorado, Kansas. He called his coach. I'd never been on a plane. Mm-hmm. He say, "Man, coach, I got a guard for it. We need him. I go down there, I had to beat a dude out from Jamaica. It was crazy. Okay. I went out there, I pulled out my Iverson, I pulled out my Paul Pierce, my step back. I ended up getting a scholarship. I called my mama. Now, man, my mama got 10 applications of job.
So you got a scholarship to where?
You come home, you get a job.
She like, "Boy, if you don't get that scholarship, you get the job."
You come home, you get the job.
So now when I get home, and my mama got them applications up to the platform for job, I'm like, "Mama, no, I'm going to school."
Foot Locker, okay. She got you with Foot Locker, oh, she man. Got you with Wendy's.
All type of Costco's.
Yeah. You're going to be in a warehouse.
So I tell mama, "Mama, I'm going to school." So boom, once she see my letter of intent, they emailed a letter of intent. Uh-huh. And then she like, "Okay, my boy going to school." And then that's when I took it real serious.
Yeah.
That's when I started, you know, locking in, working on
what
my
school?
Game. Butler Community, it's called Butler Community, Kansas.
Okay.
In El Dorado.
Okay, so you get the scholarship there. And how long you stay there? How many years?
I only stayed there 1 year. I got kicked out.
What?
Yeah, let him keep going.
Oh, God.
I got kicked out. So, and it was funny because I won Freshman of the Year. And when I won Freshman of the Year, and they ran up on me, they was coming to give me my award. And they like, "Yeah, T.A., they knocking on my door to give me my award." And they knocking on my door to give me my award. You know me, I'm in my room. I'm like, the season over with. It's... You know, I blazed. But in the sign of the dorms, it says no smoking.
Oh,
no booze, automatic eviction.
Damn.
And they caught me. I got the candle set up, the spray. I got everything set up.
Damn.
They coming to give me my award. They like, I'm spraying.
You were ready.
Damn.
You
right there. I wasn't ready. So, but they gave me my award. And then I came back the next day. When I went to class, on my way to class, they told me to come to the training room. I had to take a piss test. Took a piss test, failed it. Went to class the next day, came back. They took down my TV. They had my PlayStation. They had my clothes outside of the dorm.
Real life.
That's crazy.
I had to find somewhere to stay.
Yeah, it's rules
so,
here.
But look at God. The National Junior College got a tournament, like the NCAA tournament going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was a team.
Yeah, I know.
It was a team that won the year before that. A dude named Antonio Tarver. Shout out Antonio Tarver. They needed a two guard to come fill his place because they had won it. And then it was another guard there named Antoine Barber. Now listen, it was three cats could have came out and went pro this year at a junior college. Look, you had Quintel Woods. You had Kedrick Brown.
Oh,
got drafted by the Celtics. And then you had Antoine Barber. Antoine Barber went back to school, didn't he? Listen, he won MVP as a freshman in junior college, averaging 25 points a game. He came back to school, so all the schools in the nation was coming to see him. So when they came to see him, it was like, "Damn, this dude supposed to be pro." Now, you know me, I go right on mock draft. They got his name up there. "Man, I don't want to play on your team none in summertime. I need to see where I'm at." So I'm going at him. End up finishing up first team all conference. We end up losing in the Final Four. And then I was able to go to Oklahoma State because Oklahoma State was the only school that came and stayed there consistently. When dude chose Kentucky, the dude Antoine Barber, who's supposed to go to the league and stay there.
Everybody else fell off.
Everybody, I'm talking about all the schools. I'm talking about every school you could think of was coming to our gym. They stopped coming once they saw him sign with Kentucky. So boom. When Oklahoma State stayed there, I'm looking at dude. I'm like, "Who the fuck is he here for?" He winking his eye at me. I'm like, "Pause." I'm like, "Pause."
See,
shout out Coach Sip.
He winking his eye at you.
And so when he came,
and the season was over, I finished up, you know, I finished up All-American, things of that nature, top guard in the country. And I looked at the schools that just came out of nowhere, like Creighton, Cincinnati, Arizona State. I said, yo, them schools, I never saw them schools at the game. I said, you know what? Let's go to Oklahoma State. That's my first visit. So I get there, I ask Coach Sutton, I ask him flat out the rip. I say, bro, if I come to this school, now mind you, I'm mad for Desmond Mason.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mo Baker.
They was there before you?
They graduated then.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they went pro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, them cats went there. They let their game loose. So I'm like, I could get there, show them what I got, I'm there. And I asked Coach Sutton, rest in peace, Coach Sutton. I told him, I said, yo, if I come to your school, am I going to be able to make it pro? He told me, you know what? If you listen to me on the defensive end, he say, and do everything that I've known you for being recruited for, he say, I don't see why you can't. I said, well, I signed it.
Simple as that.
I signed it.
Simple as that.
Man, I got back to the school. My coach was so mad, he didn't set up four visits. Man,
don't worry about
it. Man, hey, I'm straight. Yeah. So I ended up going there, man. And my first year there, I was newcomer of the year. Got newcomer of the year. I had to beat out a spot. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even guaranteed a starting spot. I just went there and outworked the motherfucker, period. Mm-hmm. It was four seniors there. I outworked them. And newcomer of the year.
Outworked them.
Yeah, that's really outworked.
So look, this is what I want to ask you. Now that you finish your career, Chicago, hold on, let me ask something. How much of your Chicago, or your background, of everything you've been through, would you contribute to your mentality as a competitor? It's right? That, you being a first team defensive player, you a fighter. Every night you come to fight. It's different when you come to score. You come to give blows. It's different when you come to take it on the chest.
Yeah, true that.
You know what I'm saying?
True that.
Well, so, that was his reputation because I remember out of Oklahoma State, he was defensive player of the year. Wasn't you defensive player of the year at Oklahoma State?
I was player of the year.
Player of the year, but you was on the defense.
I ain't getting no defense.
Really?
I was a bucket. Because
I watched you. I watched you.
I was a bucket.
I was a bucket before I tore my knee up, Pete. That's what I'm trying. So before we even get to that. Before
we even get to defensive player of the year.
Before we even get to that, I got player of the year my senior year. You know what I'm saying?
You went in as a junior.
I went in as a junior.
All right. Remember that? The first time I seen you at the gym in Chicago. We was hooping at hoops. It was hoops. You was going into your senior year.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing you. You was hooping. You got in. You got in that run. And then you went, and I said, that's the same dude. Yeah. He was out there.
And it's funny you even said it because I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to get Quinn Richardson some love because that specific day, you know how Tim Grover don't let the college players play till late. Mm-hmm. And so he threw me in there, and then Quinn had been seeing me play. And when he saw me play, Jordan was there that day, actually. Yeah. And when he seen me play, the first thing he said was, when he was done, he was like, bro, you a pro. So shout out Quinn Richardson. That's the first NBA player told me I was a pro, man. And that meant the world to me. So. And then moving forward, like to answer your question as far as the roots and things of that nature, Shattown, we got, like I said, I'm not gonna stop talking about our program. We it's shut down. It ain't the biggest how it used to be. But we used to have this thing where, you know, when a guy get going, they get the what, clean it out on you. You feel what I'm saying? They'll move everybody to the side.
That energy.
And so if you from Chicago, man, you know for a fact, you gotta get that stop. And y'all need to go somewhere else and clear it out because it ain't about to be on me. Right. And so I always had that in my mentality. Like, man, they not about to run 4-5 buckets on me. Like, I'm the lick. I'm not the lick.
Turn go that somewhere
up,
else.
Turn that somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying? And I think I carried that on through the league and more so through college and the league. And that's how it was. So when I got to the ones with you, P, and you was talking about let's go ones, I was up for the challenge. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was already instilled in me just from being from the shot, you feel what I'm saying? And that's how that go though. But no, man, I'm Shattown raised, man. Memphis paid, man.
That's what's up. Man, you know what, man? That's a great story, man. So, you know, to all you young kids who thrive to be, you know, an NBA player or something, sometimes the route you put your sight on may not be the route you go. You know, Tony played 1 year of high school, JC. College, then got to the pro. So, you know, sometimes you just got to keep working. Don't give up on your dreams. But you got to work. You know, that's all it is.
Okay, what you looking up?
Looking up Jalen Brunson jerseys. Trying to get me You gotta have the original blue Knicks jersey.
What is y'all talking about right now, bro?
He got the Knicks coming out that first round. That's what he's saying. He's looking up the jersey because y'all got a wig.
Well, yeah, what are we doing
Knicks
right now? What
are
we doing
I'm
right now?
I'm getting a Brunson jersey and I'm gonna wear it.
Okay, I just want to make sure you get the one because when you get rid of it and you trash it, I'm gonna have it. So I want to make sure it's that authentic, that blue, that Spike Lee blue.
Yeah, that Spike Lee blue. It gotta be that with the orange striping on the side. Yeah,
size,
you gotta get that joint.
You gotta get it.
So
I'm a large.
At?
What
where
size are you?
At?
A double X?
Where the Knicks at right now?
Let's get you an X. Me somewhere in the middle. I can wear an oversized one when you through with it.
I'm saying, what's the Knicks? Where they at right now?
They rolling.
Hey, I just gave it up to Brunson on the Ticket and Truth show. I just gave it up to him, and, you know, it's love. Okay. I know he's killing. He's holding it down. I think he should be on one of the all-NBA teams, if not first team, second team. I did give him his props.
What about the Knicks?
Yeah, they put
they in the third slot right now, right?
Yeah.
They was injured, and they was sliding.
Right.
And you were saying they weren't gonna do nothing. You was bold. You were just like you with the vest.
I didn't believe they get out the first round, but they.
How about now?
Okay. Well, where are they at right now?
They third, bro.
Okay. Yeah. So let me break it down to you.
Okay.
They're third, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Anunoby's been out, right? Who else been out?
Randall.
Randall's been out. Who else? Anybody else? All right, so if the playoffs start today, who's their matchup?
They're Indiana right now.
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad matchup for them. Let's just
say. Get their record versus Indiana.
Anunoby comes back, 3 games left, whatever. Now they got to restart their chemistry back over together with him because they rolling without him.
Not necessarily, Pete. He a defensive guy. He ain't no. They ain't running no plays. Plays for Anunoby. Anunoby looking for. He tried probably checking for Siakam. He played with him. He ready to lock him up. He knows his tendencies. I think they got the edge on that point.
Indiana.
That ain't
Knicks versus Indiana. Who you? I'm saying.
You
that
saying
ain't,
you put the fact in Anunoby coming back.
I gotta rock with Indiana. So that ain't no like easy win for them.
Bro, we was just watching them in the in season tournament. And you was talking about Halliburton wasn't.
I didn't say nothing about Halliburton. I always gave him love.
Hey, that was one of the funniest shows, bro.
Bro, he was
when you was in the middle. You was in the middle.
McLovin or Mick.
You was talking about Home Alone.
Yeah.
And you was saying Halliburton just that the stage ain't really fit for him this year. Give him a couple more polishing, a little more polishing, and
I said that.
Yeah. Now you rolling with Indiana over the Knicks.
I got to.
And your boy Tibbs, you know how he get his soldiers up. Big shout out to Coach Thibodeau, man. He got them boys. When y'all thought they was down, they
right,
showed
so
out.
Knicks, so y'all get out the first round. I'm going to wear the Brunson jersey. I'll even pull up to a game. Y'all can, whatever. But what if they don't? Then what?
If they don't.
Are y'all willing to do something?
By the way, Killer brought it up.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, y'all brought
you
it up.
You was the bold and beautiful. That was your bet. That was you versus the world.
Hey, man, I'm Boston. We don't like nothing New York.
So that's what I'm saying.
We don't like nothing New York.
So you want me to go with the Knicks and have some if they don't?
We ain't feeling the Knicks. We ain't feeling Miami either. So it is what it is.
I ain't sold on Miami either. Man.
It is what it is. I'm gonna ride this to my grave.
Oh, we sold on
so Boston. All y'all wanna be all mad at me and Knicks fans and I'm a hater and all this. Whatever. Anyways, what else, man? Let's get off the Knicks topic.
They ain't looking like that Instagram model no more. You talking about? I guarantee you that they is not looking like that Instagram model. Take
man,
the filters
they still,
off.
They still got filters on until I see otherwise.
The filters are gone. He feeling
until
it.
Until I see otherwise.
The thing about them, they got hard dudes, man. They got
they need
Josh
a new
Hart.
Injection.
Villanova, baby. That's that Jay Wright. Hey, Jay Wright. They doing it for you, baby.
The enhancements are
gone,
man.
This Jay Wright backcourt is out there doing their thing, man. Jay Wright is an incredible coach.
What Jay Wright, dog? What Jay Wright got to do with this?
Because he got Villanova is the team. Hart, DiVincenzo, and Brunson.
He producing good talent.
He producing real hardcore basketball players that play hard. They show up every night.
And Hart looking like the hard soul.
Man,
of that
you
team
standing
that
up. You stood up like you was ready to scrap for them.
No, I love hard dudes. I'm willing to scrap with them.
That's wild.
See, here they go on that Mason Camp stuff,
dog. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Come on, man.
I've never heard
for you
that
fans out there, you know, no Diddy.
That was wild. Hey, that was wild.
You gotta watch. So now we got to be like
watch.
That.
You got to watch.
Oh, hey, that was wild, dog.
So now when we say hard dude, that's what we're talking about, T.A.?
Roll on.
I'm from the streets, dog.
You right.
I'm from the streets, dog. That ain't my lingo.
On,
that's the strip club
that was
era, dude.
Wow, bro.
Nah, I'm from the streets, baby. Oh, I'm from Inglewood. We talk.
Damn.
That ain't what we talking about. When we say hard, dude.
Damn, come on, you digging up. No, stop.
Nah, the streets
stop.
Gonna clear
me. No, but
then,
Crow, you gotta break it somehow.
The streets gonna
clear
me. You gotta break it. That
was
wild. It's good for the jokes, dog.
I feel you.
I'm from Inglewood. That ain't what we talking about.
I feel what he's saying, though, because at the same time, there's certain cats out here like myself.
Puppy changed the whole.
Hey, man,
now we gotta do all this.
Man,
yeah,
not,
that's
all
that puppy. I ain't part of Puffy Hollywood.
All that No Diddy and all that pause.
I'ma laugh with
come
you.
Come on, bro. I'll laugh with you, but at the end of the day, you know what's happening with you.
Yeah, come on, man.
I just said that was crazy.
It's cool. I'll take it.
That was one of the all-time ones right there. Damn. I'm checking out the Lakes right now. What y'all think of the Lakes? They rolling right now. They, what, 5-6 in a row? What is it, 5? 5 in a row. And I ain't gonna lie, the version of Bron that I seen versus Memphis, that's the version that they need to go deep in the playoffs. He got a triple-double. He was finding cats. He shot high percentage from the field, rebounded. That's the one, that's the Bron they need. And that's the one I was talking about. So when people talk about, this and that, you hating, nah, they ain't hating. I just think they need a different version of Bron to unlock the potential of this team because I think he got some hitters out there. And so if they play that version of Bron and add AD to the mix, what y'all think? I think they can get out of the play-in and make some noise in the playoffs. I mean, it's they peaking, I feel like, at the right time. I think they done won 8 out of 10 or – shoot, around there, they didn't want about 8 out of 10 now. So, what y'all think about the Lakers? I know
they better
know,
be ducking that. I think they need to be ducking the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. I mean, any other team, I could see them beating some inexperienced teams, you know.
So, they duck the Denver Nuggets. Say OKC or Minnesota. You confident in the Lakers versus them in the first round?
No, I think they got a chance. I'm still rolling with my young fellas because them young fellas ain't scared of nobody. They feel like they arrived. They got a MVP and candidates in both guys.
So they don't got no chance versus Denver.
No, they don't got a chance versus Denver.
Okay.
I mean, if they play OKC,
the thing about the Lakers,
they running against an oil machine.
The thing about the Lakers, though, what you got to understand is that we got to judge them in the playoffs because they got people that can judge. We got to judge them in the playoffs. We got to let them get there and see what adjustments they make, what lineups play well, and how they guys play. They got potential to do whatever they want to do, but will they do it or not, we got to sit back and watch.
All right, so Lakers, if they get – say, okay, so
– they're not a regular season team to me is my point.
So they make the play, they play Golden State or Phoenix or, you know, whoever's going to be in that
Rockets.
Slot. You count, or Rockets. They get out of that. What, they got to win 2 games to make the playoffs if they in a 10th slot?
They're in the ninth right now.
They're in the
now,
ninth spot, so you got to win. You got to beat the A seed, and then what? You got to beat the 7th seed? After?
No, you got
to
beat
the
10th seed.
If you 9, you go straight
you
gotta
to 7. You
got to
beat the 10th seed, then you got to beat the winner of the A seed.
The loser.
The loser of the 8 seven, and 7. Eight. Okay.
And then you'll be 8.
And then you'll be 8.
So they'll open up with Denver.
Ooh.
That's
well,
ugly.
Well,
let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Get confidence level versus
they pop Denver in the first round. It's looking ugly for everybody else. And here they go. That's what it is. Let's get to Denver early before they get warmed up. While they motor, you catch Denver at the conference finals, it ain't gonna be a good thing. If I gotta play Denver, let's play them right now, because you gotta go through them anyway. Let's get them right now before they get to be an oil machine.
Listen, bro, ain't no way. Man, come on, man. Who is your daddy?
That's how Denver looking at them boys.
Yeah, so let me get to it early. That's my point. Do you want to play them in the first?
Vando ain't 100%.
We don't need him.
Vincent ain't
he don't match up in this.
Then y'all, believing in Russell. If you got a point guard that's gonna go at him, man, y'all in trouble, bro. I'm just trying to tell you.
He don't got a guard Murray though. That's not his matchup.
Okay.
That's not his matchup. Ooh. His matchup is Caldwell Pope. I stand here in help side and just be ready on closeouts.
Okay, which means when we go in this pick and roll and they switch and you got to help, you still going to have to tag. You still going to have to dig. You giving up an open three. I don't like his defense. I think he great offensively.
No, I can respect that. But I'm
defensively,
saying,
I think if he run across some guards that's going to go at his head, they lose in that matchup. He got to sit down. I done saw it. They were trying to say his confidence that one year he was fighting with
Lakers,
Schroeder.
If they don't see, if they can somehow get to the seventh,
they can't get
to
the seventh.
You know, they can. They can. I see a path to the seventh.
Okay, how?
I do. I've been looking at it. I look at it every day. They can get to the seventh. Because Golden State has a tough schedule, bro. They beat Denver.
Golden State is not their issue, though.
Golden State going to drop. Phoenix is going to drop.
They got the toughest schedule, man.
I think they're going to drop.
But they just beat Denver,
believe in my boy,
KD.
Yeah,
think gonna
that's
drop.
What I'm saying.
Gonna,
so you don't believe in KD?
Denver at Denver.
I do believe in them, but I just think they're
going to
drop.
They got 9 games left with a 2-game lead.
I think the Lakers got a path to the 7th seed. So if they get to the 7th seed, then I'm more confident in them making a deeper playoff run with the way they playing now. But that's AD healthy, Bron healthy, everybody healthy, because it looks like Gabe Vincent's coming back. It looks like what's the other kid, the defensive kid?
Vanderbilt.
It looked like he coming back. So you're going to need them guys.
Too much confusion for the coach.
You need them role players, though. You need your role players down here.
Get them available. It's good.
Just have them available for a deep playoff run. You need them. So, am I confident in the Lakers making a deep playoff run? No. Can they do it? Is there a path for them? I see the path. So, we'll see. A lot of this is going to be a testament of LeBron's greatness. And I did say if LeBron somehow gets this team to the finals and win it, he's the undisputed GOAT. I feel like if he just get them to the finals, if you get this team to the finals, that y'all been a 9-10 seed, which has never been done, you got to make there's going to be a case for it. That's all I'm saying. So,
how many years they going to keep falling into that ninth and play-in and all?
Like at this stage, it's about winning. They made conference finals with a chance to go to finals. It didn't matter what their record is. So, like, this regular season shit don't mean nothing. It's what you do in the playoffs.
True that. And you got – and it's always – they what you used to say, getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
and this is the right time for you to go ahead and win the 16.
Because the West is going to be a bloodbath, and it's going to be some teams going home early that probably shouldn't be going home early or a higher seed that you're going to say, like, damn, they did all that all year long to get popped in the first round or the second round.
That's around to beat Denver.
We heavy on the West right now. What are we doing in the East, though?
I see the path of Boston. I see, like, a clear path. I don't see no
15 losses.
Putting
pressure on the league.
Thorn bushes. I don't see no, like, I just see a clear path.
You don't see Embiid come back and just.
Your knee, and you got to get back in shape. Like, it's hard to get back to that level.
And I had that
2
injury.
Months.
I've had that injury. It take you a good 6-7 weeks to get back.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about in playing.
That's hard.
Hard to get back
and
to playing
shape
for a big man.
And you're a big man.
For a big man, he got to keep his weight down.
That's going to be hard on him. If I'm him, I wouldn't even try to come back. Like, at this stage. So.
The process, we still believe in the process.
Milwaukee is a huge threat, and obviously you got to respect Miami. But I really just see a clear path for the Celtics. The Knicks, we'll see them in the second round, a healthy Knicks team. People are saying if they're healthy, they can challenge the Celtics. You get Randle and Anunoby. Anunoby and then Brunson, but I just don't see it. So we'll see. Hey, man, thank y'all for joining us here at the Truth Lounge. You want to check some recipes I got going on? You got to come to Paul Pierce Stories. But you got to follow the Truth Lounge, too. J. Crow, appreciate you once again. Tony Allen, check us out every Friday. We dropping. Next week, we got some more hot topics as the season is winding down. You don't want to miss.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.